Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're with Angus and Trista for your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland beaches already affected by sand erosion will be hit even harder as swells from Tropical Cyclone Alfred threaten to cause significant damage. Swells are already growing from Garri to the Gold Coast, with strong winds picking up and pushing waves further inland. Island and coastal communities east of Brisbane have already been told to leave or prepare for the coming storm. In more local news, a new death from melioidosis has been reported in Townsville, bringing the death toll to 16. Queensland is seeing an unprecedented increase in infections, with more than 100 cases since the start of the wet season. Townsville Hospital confirmed two patients died from the softborne disease in the past 7 days. Melioidosis is more prevalent following periods of heavy rainfall, as bacteria from contaminated soil and water can spread through open wounds or be ingested. Jacqueline Murdoch from the Cairns and Hinterland Hospital and Health Service said that the elderly, those with kidney disease, Indigenous groups and individuals with heavy alcohol consumption may be at a higher risk of developing severe symptoms. In national news, military experts have warned that Australia must spend more on defence amid talks of peacekeeping operations in Ukraine. This comes after a National Security Committee meeting where Prime Minister Anthony Albanese pledged support for Ukraine, opening the door to deploy Australian peacekeeping troops in Europe. Former Army Chief Peter Leahy has criticised the proposal, saying that Australian troops would be in danger as the mission is outside of Australia's scope. The Prime Minister's statements mark a departure from the previously cautious approach to Ukraine, with former senior defence official Peter Jennings arguing Australia must support democracies that are under threat by autocratic regimes.
In more national news, experts in the electrical sector have called for more vocational training for apprentices to meet national emissions reduction targets. Data from the Powering Skills Organization has revealed the energy sector faces a deficit of 17,400 workers by 2030, with these workers key players in the net zero by 2050 target. Electricians are also sought after to battle the nation's housing crisis, with 1.2 million new homes slated to be built by 2029. Electro-Technology Training Institute CEO Carl Copeland says electrician shortages will only get worse unless funding for vocational training is increased. Mr. Copeland says the current system can't cope with the number of students moving forward, with more training required for electricians to upskill. In international news, Ireland is currently undergoing a serious period of reform in regards to security and defence, according to the Deputy Minister. Early yesterday, the Irish government passed a draft bill that would change its current triple lock policy on deploying its army. Currently, the Irish Defence Force needs approval from the government, lower house, and the UN before it deploys. The change would remove the need for UN approval and increase the cap on deployed troops from 12 to 50. For your weather today, a cyclone warning is in place for southeast Queensland, with heavy gusts of wind expected throughout the morning. Flood warnings are also in place for parts of southeast Queensland. There's a 95% chance of rainfall, with an expected height of 45 millimeters over the next 12 hours. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 28. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.